The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, you could say night, tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
Hi guys, and welcome to Mr. vs. Mrs. LaGrasso vs. LaGrasso. I'm Noel, the Mrs. part. This is Big Vito. He's the Mr. part. And we are here to present to you here on the Russo brand, once again, our lovely debate show. Vito?
How's it going? Hey guys, how's everything? Hope everybody's doing good. Former Nick, former rapper, former pro wrestler, still a movie star. Looking good, in the hood. Yes, Noel, what do you got?
You told me this week that you are a bar rescuer like John Taffer.
That's right. When I show up to a bar, it's rescue.
Do you give them advice on the menu or whatever? Like, do you give them advice on, like, what to serve?
Well, you see, like, when I show up to a bar during a rescue, okay, just the fact that I show up, everybody's got a calm about them, you know? And then the drinks start flowing. You know, the cooks are really into, you know, serving food.
But do you tell them what to serve with the food is what I'm curious, because you lost again.
Lost what then?
The vote. You lost again. People aren't eating ranch on pizza, so I should say you should steer clear of food services.
What did I lose? I don't remember.
You said it was okay to put ranch on pizza, and I said that is an ungodly abomination, and you should hand in your Italian card, and you lost again. But good news for you, you got 45% of the vote this time. 45%. I'm so proud of you, little bunny.
Listen, people, I know that you want to vote for my wife and you want her to win. And I know it's coming.
Babe, right? Can't it just be that I win? Can't, like, people just agree with me? Why does it got to be, I know you want
my wife
to win.
Because I let you win.
Oh, really? Well, I let you pick the topic this week. So why don't you tell everybody what the topic is that you think you're going to win at this week?
Well, no, you announce it. Go ahead. I don't want to boast, but you announce all the topics. Go ahead.
You go ahead and announce ahead.
Losers
first.
You're the big winner. The big cheese. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, a big Vito LaGrasso thinks that his leg drop is better than one Terry Bollea, a.k.a. Hulk Hogan, a.k.a. Hollywood Hogan, a.k.a. pretty much a.k.a. of everything. He thinks that his leg drop is better than
10 times better than Hogan's.
I think I love my husband very
much. Don't love me, because then you're going to say, oh, babe.
And where he has a fantastic, you know, lots of things. The leg drop, it's Hogan's finisher. It's your middle of the match.
No. When I freaking drop it, it should be finished, but I let the people up.
All right, Vito. So it's you versus Hogan. Leg drop versus leg drop. What are you going to come up with next week? Super kick, UNHBK? I mean.
Yeah, because I had the Mafia kick during the Nitro Wars with the Mafia kick against the Super kick.
That. I love how you say Nitro Wars, because you were on Nitro. So instead of Monday Night Wars, it was the Nitro Wars.
It was, because I was a main cog on Nitro.
You're cog, all right. So, Vito, would you like to lead off by explaining yourself and explaining why you are so much better at the leg drop than one Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan, okay, as great as he is, my brother, Terry, as I call him. Now, remember, guys, he can only throw the leg drop in one direction. You have to give the big kick, the big boot. The guy would have to fall. He has to be in the middle of the ring. Terry would have to, or Hulk, would have to only one direction to go to drop it. And it was only, like, you know, you can only drop it one time. God forbid he was blown up and you didn't have enough ups. But He'd have to be pin perfect. Now, being that I was a better technician, more athletic, better conditioned, and more aerial than Hulk Hogan, my leg drop was more deadly and prettier to watch than Hogan's. Who did Hogan ever beat?
Andre the Giant, Randy Savage, Ric Flair. On and on and on. Who, did you ever beat any of those guys? Did you ever beat any of those guys?
These guys were afraid to fight.
Oh, I think Ric Flair fought you. Andre was dead by the time you came around.
Yeah, and then he had Luger backing him up.
My side of the argument is this, Vito. Number one, Hulk Hogan. Goddamn wrestling icon, okay? Wrestling icon. And just to prove that I'm not a mark and that I'm actually scientifically putting into this, if we go over to the land of Japan, okay, Hulk Hogan's finisher was the Axe Bomber. Do you know what the Axe Bomber was? A clothesline. And I think that Stan Hansen had a better clothesline than Hulk Hogan. However, when we come back to the United States, I believe Hulk Hogan had a better leg drop than you. Here's why. Your leg drop. You're just throwing it around. You're just tossing it out there. I'm just going to do a leg drop, and then I'll do the swinging DDT, and then I'm done. But Hogan's
wait
leg
a minute. I never used that combination.
I didn't interrupt you.
All my years, I never used that combination.
You're just throwing it around. Hulk Hogan's was the finisher. So when Hogan landed that leg drop, bam, that match was over. But you're just throwing them around and people are kicking out left and right. Did you ever beat anybody with a leg drop? I didn't think so. Therefore, Hulk Hogan, the immortal one, has a better leg drop than Big Vito LaGrassa.
Number one, I never pinned anybody after the leg drop.
That's right. Because you couldn't. Because your leg drop is not as good as Hogan's.
Because I was still doing my maneuvers.
Well, Hogan didn't need to do any. The leg drop was enough.
Oh, my God. You are so wrong.
I'm so right. How can you? First of all, you got destroyed for a week solid when you said your elbow was better than
It still is better I than mean, the enough, crotcho man.
What? I felt so bad. I had to, like, say, I love my husband so much. Please stop destroying him. And I had to cook you a special dinner because they were burying you on the internet so bad. Then you come trolling out there. I threw you a softball last week praying you would win. Please, somebody, like ranch on pizza. But no, you lost again. Now this. Now you're like, I'm picking the topic. My leg drop is better than Hogan's.
It is. Way better.
Did you ever pin anybody?
I had better technique than Hulk Hogan dropping a leg drop.
Hogan had better height than you.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. I'll pull up. You want to compare? Give me your best leg drop.
Oh, my God. I don't want to look at the archives, girl.
Give me your best leg
drop.
I'll go drop
it tomorrow, right? Just to
show
some height.
Drop one right now. Here. Drop one on the camera.
No.
That's what I thought. But if I asked Hulk Hogan to do it, he would drop one on the camera. He would. Do you know why? He's got a better leg drop than you. He's got a better leg drop than you. I mean, literally, Hogan, we've been on the show for 8 minutes, and I've already proved it.
Hogan can only throw it from one direction only.
I've only seen him throw it from one direction only.
No, it has to be perfectly set up, perfectly in the middle. He could, if it was off, he didn't throw it.
But do you know why? Because he's a technician.
I'm a technician.
You're a hardcore wrestler.
No, I am not known as a hardcore wrestler.
Yes, you are.
I am an all-around wrestler.
You are known as Nunzio's bodyguard. No, you're not? I thought that's how people knew you. And the dress. Ooh, I said the D word. And the dress.
No, some people forget that I'm two-time World Tag Team Champion, WCW.
Johnny can wrestle.
Hardcore champion.
Yeah, because you're a hardcore wrestler. Okay.
And then people forget that I was an Iron Man champion, something Hogan never won in Germany. Okay?
How do you know that?
And because it's true. It's damn true.
Now you're Kurt Angle too? Are you better than Kurt Angle? Do you wrestle better than Kurt Angle? Let's take a poll.
Hold on a second. Let's take a poll, okay? What's the story with Kurt Angle?
Go ahead,
you know it better than anybody. I used to challenge Kurt Angle We were in WWE to wrestle Kurt. Let's work out. Vito, I don't want to wrestle like a guy like you. I said, why? Because you have that look in your eye. When we met Kurt Angle at the convention.
When we were together at the convention? Okay. At the Sheraton, yes.
And even then he said, no.
Okay. I will give you that. That I did witness Kurt Angle say, no, Vito, I do not want to wrestle you. But maybe it was because he was tired. Maybe it was because he had a late night. Maybe it was because he had an appointment at the breakfast buffet. I don't know. He just said he wouldn't wrestle you. But we're not talking about Kurt Angle right now. We're talking about Hulk Hogan. We're talking about the Hulk Hogan. The finisher that finished Andre the Giant. And you say yours is better.
It
Who
is.
Did you pin with a leg drop?
Everybody.
Who? Name a person.
I had too many matches to remember, okay? But I'm sure there's archives in it.
Yeah, you're sitting next to the wrestling encyclopedia, and I don't recall you ever pinning anybody from a leg drop. From a swinging DDT, yes. Roll-ups, yes. Hitting them with chairs. Putting them through car windshields, yes. Tables, yes. Never, ever, not once. Never. Not once. But Hulk Hogan has pinned many people with the leg drop. Plus, I believe he gets more height than you. And his leg is bigger. Anything else?
I did it with speed and accuracy. So pinpoint accuracy.
So it was his. He made sure everything was lined up. You even said if it wasn't perfect, he wasn't hitting it. But you're running around throwing legs everywhere.
No, because I could hit it from any place on the mat. He couldn't.
He is technical. He hits it. He hits his combination. Big boot, leg drop, pin. They're done. You're running out there with your legs up in the air like a whore on a Saturday night in Vegas.
Oh, no. You know, and that brings another thing, right? Okay? Talk about the macho man Randy Savage. Okay?
Yeah, show some respect, please.
Macho man Randy Savage, an elbow. It was a close vote. And I'm sure
Babe.
There were a lot of marks out there.
Babe.
Out. Yes, it was.
Babe, I don't even think you got 30%.
Stop. All right.
I think he got 30%.
Anyway, okay, between the Macho Man, okay, Hulk Hogan, okay, my leg drop and my elbow were better. Not only that, I was part of the best tag team, better than the Mega Powers.
Were you better than the Steiner Brothers?
We're not talking about Steiner Brothers.
That doesn't matter. I asked the question.
We're not talking about Steiner Brothers. Steiner Brothers never wrestled because they couldn't sign a contract. They didn't want to mess with me and the bull. Okay? Now, when you talk about the Mega Powers and who's the better tag team, the Mamalukes against the Mega Powers, that's something you'd want to watch because the Mega Powers were never champions.
The Mega Powers weren't really a tag team per se.
They couldn't lace
off
boots.
I'm taking your side. The Mega Powers exploded. They couldn't make it through a year of being a team because the egos were too big. But you and Johnny, you were a team. You worked together, although sometimes you locked him in the bathroom when he thought he was going to go get a cheese sandwich or something. I understand that that's the thing that you do, and that's fine. But at least you didn't explode and stay exploded. You know, WrestleMania 5. Okay, so I'll give you that. You guys were a better tag team than a combination together
of the
Macho Man.
Mega Powers. Oh, yeah, brother. We're going to have the ultimate handshake. Oh, yeah. Can you dig it?
Like this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, brother. Yeah.
Except you don't have a better leg drop than Hogan. Maybe you don't. You don't.
And this is so hard. So hard. All right?
It's not that hard. Your reasoning is not reasoning. It's just, I can throw it from every direction. So can I.
I was more technically sound than Hogan.
How so?
Hogan was a big man. He could only do it. It had to be, you know, if it wasn't perfect, he couldn't throw it. You know, and like, but if I needed to adjust in midair, I could do it. I just don't know.
I've never seen you beat anybody with a leg drop. Hogan is famous for a leg drop, which you are not famous for a leg drop. You are famous for a mafia kick and a swinging DDT. And putting the guy's head under your dress. What did you call that? What did you call that? The dress code? Is that what that was called?
The dress code.
Okay, see, I remembered.
Okay.
Hogan. I remember. Okay, well, Hogan didn't wear a dress very often, only in Mr. Nanny.
Yeah, he did on Mr. Nice.
Nanny.
Mr. Nanny, whatever.
Nice.
Whatever he did.
Mr.
Copy
Nice.
My stuff, you know what I mean?
That was before you did it, so technically you copied him with the dress. Well, and it was a tutu.
All right, okay. But the truth is, guys, okay, when it comes to wrestling, okay, everybody's burying me, you're staying against me, the vote is always against. And I'm like, are you guys serious here? Week after week, I go through the same thing to come on this bullshit brand called the Russo brand, and every week I get buried. Why? I know I'm Russo's buddy. I know I take a lot of guff. I know I have to take a lot of crap because I'm his buddy. But do you have to persecute me like I'm Vince Russo?
Well, most of the people watching this brand like Vince Russo because they subscribe to his brand. He's my friend, too. And, yeah, Vito, you're just wrong. Maybe you should just take a different approach at looking at things. You're always putting yourself over. Why don't you just be like, you know what? I want to say somebody else did something better. And then I'm like, no, no, Vito. You did it better than them. And you go, no, no, Noelle. No, no. No. They did it better than me. But you will never do that. You will never say, oh, no, no, no. I don't want to go to a bachelor party. I'm a happily married man. I would never want to go to a bachelor party for the fourth time in 1 year. No, that's not
me. Why not?
Oh, I don't want to go to a nudist resort and see old balls sitting on a chair. No, 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 no. I appreciate my time with my wife doing wifely things. No, of course not. But then everybody disagrees with you because you're inappropriate, and then you get butthurt about it. And then you come up with this asinine idea that you have a better leg drop than Hulk Hogan, and then you're like, oh, I'm going to win this vote. I softballed you with the ranch and the pizza, and you couldn't even put that one over. You're always going out on your back in this show. We may as well just call this don't vote for the jobber. It's usually wrong. I feel bad for you. I pity you at this point. I pity you, husband.
That's just like you knocked my Nick career. Okay? You knocked my rapping abilities.
Biggie. I've heard you rap.
It's pretty good.
It sucks.
I'm the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G. Okay?
Vito, Vito, Vito. Vito, 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 Vito.
You are just so mad because I've accomplished so many great things, plus the better elbow, plus the better leg drop, plus having a better tag team than the Mega Powers. And you just, like, you crap on it.
I told you, you have a better tag team than the Mega Powers. They couldn't even stay together. You and John still talk to each other. So you know what? You are the better tag team. But this leg drop thing and this elbow thing, and it, I mean, you are way off base. In addition to that, all the other things that you've said to do, you tried to hook your married friend up with a 400-pound woman on his birthday.
Are we still debating that?
Because we talked about it today.
His wife left him. His wife left him. High and dry,
she
no cake, no food, no nothing.
She left him food. She made him dinner. I babysat so you could take him out, and you try to hook him up with an 80-year-old with no teeth who was 400 pounds, and she had a bald spot. And he said she had a mustache. And then he said, when you said today, oh, we're going to have a makeup birthday party, he goes, what, are you going to hook me up with two 400-pound 80-year-olds? Did he not say that?
That's because he was in front of his wife. And he wants a party. And he wants some gifts from her. But she gives him nothing.
That's not true.
Yes, she does.
That's not true.
She gives him nothing. All right? And who does he cry to? The B-I-G-B from the L-O-G.
You guys are best friends. I mean, it's the way it is. But the problem here being is that you weren't right. And everybody voted how wrong you were. And then you got mad. And then you come up with the half-assed idea your elbow's better than the Macho Man's, which you do have a beautiful elbow. But really, Randy Savage is known for his elbow. So you got voted like less than 30%. And then you were mad about that. Why don't you pick something and defend it that might actually have some votes? I don't know. Somebody suggests every week which spouse is hotter, Noelle or Vito. Why don't you just, you know, side with, you know, Noelle and then you might win one. That wasn't my suggestion. Because I think you're handsome. But you're going to lose this vote again. And I'm trying to help you out, brother, because, like, you're way in the hole and we're going to have to punish you.
Maybe next week we will have, you know what? Maybe next week we will have a debate. Me and Noelle are going to get separated, okay? And both of us are going to have parties at our houses, at our cribs, okay?
We're on lockdown. We can't get separated. We can't have
parties. Once we get past this lockdown, okay? Here it is, okay? Next week's debate. Just to see who's the better half, okay? me and her will break up. Okay?
I'm not breaking up with you. We're married. We're not dating. We've been married a long time. Like, I'm not going to break up with you during a pandemic. What are you, like a...
Noelle and I separate and we go on vacations, okay?
I don't need to go on vacation. I live at Disney World. I'm not going anywhere. Why would I go on vacation?
Why can't you let me finish?
Because it's stupid. Do something that actually means something.
This will mean something because it'll prove that I am more over than you, okay?
If these votes mean anything, I'm Hulk Hogan and you're still Vito.
B-I-G-V, L-O-G, okay? Now, with that said, Noelle and I separate for a couple months, okay? Separated. I'm going to have a party at my crib. Noelle's going to have a party at her crib. Whose party are you going to?
People? Probably the one that you don't try to hook somebody up with a 400-pound 80-year-old with no teeth and a bald spot. Come to my party. I'm a good cook. Go to Vito's party. Get hooked up with an old lady with no teeth that weighs 400 pounds. And a bald spot. Oh, and a mustache.
And I'm a good cook. And I'm a good time. There'll be plenty of gifts and prizes. And have bars open.
Gifts and prizes?
Yeah.
What are you going to give away? Tips on how to throw the best leg drop?
Oh, what insulting spouse I have who just doesn't quit.
Mom, meatloaf.
You know what's even
more? I popped you a little. I can you know, tell. Because now you can't talk. And you're going to laugh.
You know what's even more funny? Is that I got you on the Russo brand.
Vince asked me if I wanted to get on the Russo brand. Look at this. Lexi got me on polish.
I really don't care. I got you on the Russo brand. And if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be sitting here on the Russo brand.
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have an edited show.
I'd have
if Jeff. If Anderson Hold on. Bucks I would were have candy Jeff and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Jeff Lane would be doing the
He's
show.
He's not helping you out.
He would. No. He did the show before for me. What are you talking about?
Not this one.
All right.
I invented the show.
No, you did not. It wasn't for me yes, giving I you did. The idea.
I came to you with every idea of every show that we have. You have no ideas. You just go, okay, and then you just do it.
I have no idea. I have no input. I have nothing.
No, you show up in a bathrobe with a bandana on and some Versace glasses.
I have nothing.
And you come in here and you pop out all these ridiculous statements about being a rapper and being a Nick and having a better leg drop and having a better elbow drop. And you drink lemonade and you just...
Lemonade. It's that cool, refreshing drink. Lemonade.
I'm going to pour this in his lemonade.
You, so far on this, just because she's being this way, don't you people see how horrible she is to me? Will anybody vote for me now? Okay?
They're not voting for how horrible I am. If that was a vote, you'd probably lose that one too. They're voting on whether Hulk Hogan has a better leg drop than Big Vito. Hulk Hogan... Big Vito. Hulk Hogan.
Guys, vote for the B-I-G-V from the L-O-G.
I still don't know what the L-O-G is.
Place I'm from, girl.
You're from
Don't
Brooklyn.
Knock it, okay?
We decided you're from Brooklyn.
It's from street cred stuff, okay? The L-O-G.
Vito, I had a message from one of our phenomenal viewers here on the Russo brand that asked if you would publicly... Spit some rap bars for everybody since you are such a world-renowned rapper. So if you could just, like, oblige, maybe you'll get some votes. Why don't you? Yeah, maybe next week we can have who's a better rapper, Big Vito or Randy Savage. Or John Cena. Maybe you're better than John Cena. Go ahead. Spit a couple bars. Do you need me to find you a beat?
What do you want me to sing?
Not sing. You said you're a rapper, so you should have your own material. I shouldn't have to tell you.
I'm bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored. Bored in the house, I'm in the house bored. Bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored. Bored in the house, bored in the house, bored.
Vito, That's not your own material. That's Tiger.
You said rap something.
I said your own material. They want to hear you rap your own material. And that was literally singing a Tiger song.
Okay.
If you could just rap a little bit. We'll wait.
You know, I got things in the studio that I can't release right now.
Do your old school stuff. You rapped with Biggie Smalls.
Yeah, I don't want to drop stuff.
Drop your junk. I mean, not your junk, your junk.
I don't want to drop the junk right now. I got things in the studio that I'm working on, okay, that I can't release right now because I'm contractually obligated, okay, to the producers.
And who is your producers? Name one.
No, I can't tell you because the people will be going over there and trying to get my stuff.
This is every week, guys. Every week. But see, it's only about like 30 to 40 minutes for you guys. This is every day of my existence on planet Earth. I wake up in the morning and this starts as soon as I open my eyes. And when I go to sleep, I still hear it echoing in my ears. Babe, if you are a rapper, prove it. If you say you're a rapper and you prove you're a rapper, I will go on Twitter today and proclaim you king of the rappers, the new Tupac, if you can rap for everybody. Don't you guys want to hear Vito rap? Don't you want to just hear him like, drop a beat. Go ahead, Vito. Go ahead, Vito.
Now, what you hear is not a task. I'm rapping to the beat.
That's somebody else's.
And me, the groove, and my friends are going to try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello.
And you're doing somebody else's rap.
You just said to rap.
No, you have to do your own rap. Like, it's got to be yours. You can't take other people's.
Listen,
you can't use other people's.
And I just said to you people, I got stuff in the studio that I can't release now.
Let me see what I live with here. See what I live with? You don't rap. You never played for the Knicks. You never saved a bar in your life. And you don't have a better leg drop than Hulk Hogan. And I'm sorry, babe. I love you. But these are the facts. I can't change the facts. I cannot change the facts. It is what it is, and it was what it was.
How about that song that you love? Having my baby.
I will leave the podcast again.
When it will.
I will leave it. I will roll my crippled ass out on that line.
What is wrong with singing that song?
That song was named one of the worst songs of all time by Rolling Stone magazine.
No, it isn't. You
look
don't have no proof of that.
Rolling Stone
will
magazine.
Will it be in this video?
Yes.
Having my baby.
Vito.
When a woman I love is loving just to me.
It's not even the words.
Having my baby. Because
it's like torture. I can't do this anymore. Can you please put in your final argument?
When the bun in the oven is burning, how
I
much
am not
you
pregnant.
Love me.
Stop it.
Can you see it?
You know, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
See it growing. Look how big before my eyes, before you know it. Oh my God, baby.
Don't look at me and say how big. I lost weight. Let's see if your bitch ass can grow some hair.
Why are you getting so angry?
Because you basically told everybody I was big and I am not big.
I didn't say you're big.
You said you're looking at growing? Like, what are you talking about?
That's what happens when you're pregnant and having
my
baby.
I'm pregnant.
Okay.
I'm not having your baby. Jesus God. I can't even imagine birthing that head. Yeah, really.
So you don't want to have my baby.
No, you told me I wasn't allowed to have a baby.
All right. So now if I want to have a baby, if there's anybody out there who wants to have my baby and they want me to sing the song, please let me know on Twitter.
You want to put that out there in public? Did you want to have a baby with somebody else? After you told me I wasn't allowed.
You just said on the show you don't want to have a baby.
You told me I wasn't allowed. You said, I don't want any kids.
Having my baby.
I wouldn't have your big-headed, big-nosed, bald-headed baby if you paid me.
Even if you don't love me, and I pay you
good. And your leg drop sucks. Wrap up your final
argument. It's inside you.
Okay. Final argument. I swear to God. Final argument. Or else.
See it growing.
Do your final argument. Guys, this show's not going to make it to next season. I'm going to tell you right now, because I'm gonna one of us is not going to make it into next season. I'm telling you. It's not.
Oh, my God. Guys, listen, vote for the B.I.G. feed for the L.O.G. He's got the better leg drop than Hogan. Peace out.
Okay, guys. Here's my final argument. Hogan's leg drop is a finisher. He's very well known for his leg drop. He defeated Ric Flair, Andre the Giant, Bret Hart, everybody you can think of with this leg drop. And Vito has defeated nobody with this leg drop. Hulk Hogan has better height with his leg drop. Vito, he jumps up and throws his legs around, you know. That's it. So, guys, please vote. If you think Hulk Hogan has the better leg drop or if you think Big Vito has a better leg drop, hit us up on Twitter. The T words confuse me. Twitter, Magic Tea Spiller, or the Big Vito brand. We put out a poll on Monday that runs to Friday, so make sure you vote on the poll. Russo Branders. Also, you can check all of our fun times and do programs out on twitch.tv/TheBigVitoBrand, where I'm trying to get Vito to stream some video games because now we have an Xbox.
Right. And I want you guys to tweet Hogan. It's a challenge. Tweet Hogan. Include him in the tweets. Include him. Let him know. I got a better leg job.
I would love to know what Hulk Hogan thinks, so feel free to tweet him. But, guys, make sure you check us out on all our social media at The Big Vito Brand, TheBigVitoBrand.com. And we're also on iHeartRadio, so enjoy us on iHeartRadio. Anything else you would like to add before we say
our hope everybody's being safe out there. Hope everybody's doing good. Big Vito Brand signing off. L-O-G.
Always the same. It's just a shame. That's all.